Good song. Avicii, as always, so good. SOS, you're on Five Breakfast. So for 16 days of activism, we as a show and a station are glorifying, celebrating, and profiling for awareness and attention, and hopefully to help different incredible organizations that are deep in the fight against gender-based violence and violence against women and children. And I mean, if you are from Cape Town or beyond, you just deserve to hear about this organization that we're going to maybe introduce you to next. Maybe you're familiar with their work, but they just since 1999 have been doing something that I think is really remarkable. As I said a few minutes ago, there are lots of different organizations that try to provide people in very desperate and difficult circumstances the help that they can, whether it's a shelter or legal advice or consultation or therapy or connection to medical services. But the Sadiq Batman Center in the Western Cape, and particularly in Cape Town on the Cape Flats, tries to be able to provide everything that somebody in a very difficult situation in a very hard moment needs. To be like the one-stop shop, if you will, for everything that somebody needs when they are in such a difficult and trying circumstance. And that's why I'm very delighted to welcome onto the show the director of the Sadiq Batman Center for Women and Children, and also the chairperson of the Western Cape Women's Shelter Movement, that is Advocate Bernadine Bucker. How are you, Advocate? Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me. I'm very well. Thank you.
It's extremely wonderful to get you on the radio. I just want to ask you a little bit about what the Sadiq Batman Center does, all of these different constituent parts that come together to hopefully create a comprehensive way of helping somebody in such a difficult circumstance when they've suffered violence and need help.
Yes, Dan, so the aim of the Sadiq Batman Center is to offer a holistic basket of services for survivors of gender-based violence and their children. And the idea is that she would come into the center and receive all the different services that she might need in order to empower her to not only get out of the abusive situation that caused her to be with us, but also to get out of all abusive situations. So we run programs that obviously run from the shelter itself. We have transitional housing for once the women have gone through the shelter program. We have a legal assistance program where women can get their divorce orders, their maintenance orders, but more importantly, their protection orders. And that service we also run in the community, so it's not just for our shelter residents. We run a children in the community protection program where we go out and we run workshops with children in high school and primary school, talking to them about the things that impact on them, whether that be domestic violence in the home or gender-based violence or stress, anxiety, bullying, those sort of things. That service, we then bring children that seem that they might be falling through the cracks in the system into our psychosocial program at the center. And that service is obviously also available for the community, for children that are in need of counseling. And then we have an economic empowerment program, which is all the women that come through the center get not only basic IT skills training, but they also get accredited job skills training. Because if we don't empower women economically, they are much more likely to go back to the perpetrator. And then we have other programs like our outreach program, where we go into rural areas and we offer services to women that really just don't have access to it. And we have a substance abuse unit. So we have very many programs, and the idea is, once she walks out the door, she's able to stand on her own 2 feet, but also, more importantly, is healed.
Yo, Advocate Bucket, it's so overwhelming and just heartwarming to hear all of these different programs. Obviously, it's devastating that many, many, many people in awful circumstances need this kind of support. But I think it's such a radical and ambitious and beautiful thing that you guys have been doing for a long time now, 2 decades in Manenberg, in particular in Cape Town. And that's why I'm so happy that it's going out on Five, because this is the kind of thing that I hope and wish would happen everywhere, all over the country, for people in desperate and very, very difficult circumstances. And also particularly beautiful that the center works as hard as it can to help children, that it provides not only short-term relief and help, but also means to like long-term escape from difficult situations. And as you said, standing on their own 2 feet. So what are you guys doing for 16 days of activism?
We are doing a lot of outreach work within the rural communities. Dan, it's so important that women that are in rural areas are aware of the services, have an idea of how to contact us, and also have an idea of what a shelter offers. Because quite often women are not even aware that there are shelters, and if they are, they think it's merely a place for them to be temporarily to get out of the abusive situation. She's not generally aware of the programs that we run. So we are working within the rural communities the 16 days. I think that's, you know, very important that all women have access to the services we provide.
And it's such a radical thing. I mean, to date, the Sarki Batman Center has provided assistance of some kind or another to more than 230,000 women, a quarter of a million people over the last 20 years. And it really, really does seem to be something that has got an extremely good strategy and a plan to help as many people as possible. So, Advocate Baka, I'd just love to ask, how can listeners get involved if they want to? Where can they go to find out more information? Are there ways that they can support financially or otherwise?
So the biggest and most dire need at this moment in time are, you know, shelters across the country, and all NGOs that work within the GBV sector are inadequately funded, to put it mildly. So we're doing a huge drive at the moment to actually get into 650,000 rand before the end of 16 days. It's ambitious,
wow,
I know.
Okay.
But the idea is we need to keep the center sustainable. And that's the number that my financial manager has given me and said that's the amount of money that I need to bring in. So I'm doing what I have to do. People can contact me on my cell phone number, 083-307-1110. They can contact us through our Facebook page. We have a Give and Gain account at the moment, which is Sarki Batman Center, where people can donate if they be so kind. We also can be contacted through our website. There is a contact form on that. So that is the most pressing need at this moment in time, Dan. So every little bit that we can get in helps. Obviously, the deficit at the center every year after government stipends is 6
sure.
million rand. So a huge amount of money to pull in, but it's almost impossible in this economic climate.
No, I understand you. Well, thank you so much for the incredible work that you're doing, not only in during 16 days, but for all year round, and as an organization for more than 20 years. So if you want to contribute, they need 650,000 rand. If you want to get involved in whatever way you can or find out more information, as Advocate Bernadine Baka said there, you can go on their Facebook page or on their website, www.sarkibatmancenter.org.za. For those of you who don't know how to spell that, SAARTJIE and then BAARTMAN, Center for Women and Children. Thank you so much, Advocate Baka. We will certainly be posting this as a catch-up if anybody wants to hear it back. And again, if anybody needs or wants to help out, just text us on the WhatsApp line and we will send you those details. Thank you so much for your time. And as always, thank you so much for the incredible work that you all do.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Wonderful. Okay, you're on Five Breakfast as we continue to profile incredible organizations that are doing crucial work in the fight against gender-based violence on behalf of and in the name of women and children in very, very, very trying circumstances. And we're going to continue to do that all the way through until next Friday, the 10th, and beyond. So, time for your traffic on Five. It's 8:20.